Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show. Well, welcome everybody to the Glass City Opry Showcase. I am Jeff Birdwell.
And I'm Sherry Checkle.
And we are your hosts for today. We're here to talk about our last show, our show coming up, area events, sponsors, all kinds of good stuff.
A lot of fun.
Yep. So let's get started. Might as well start by talking about our last show.
That was a good one.
It was incredible. Woo!
They're all good, but that was great.
Yep. March 10th, Monday, March 10th.
Yes.
Was when it was. And historic
date.
Yes. It was awesome.
Newfound Road
came into town.
Hard Line Drive.
That's right.
What a combination.
Oh, they were incredible. Just a great night. The crowd was enthusiastic. I think it was our best show yet. We've had some great ones.
Yes, I think so. We had an awful lot of people there. At first I thought there was probably close to a full house, but in the end it ended up being well over 200 people,
yep.
Close to 250.
Yep.
And that was our biggest show ever.
Yep.
And it was exciting. We still have room, though. There's 500 seats in the theater.
Yep. No, there's always room for more, but it was a great night. I mean, the bands were awesome. They played some fantastic bluegrass.
It was good.
The crowd was so enthusiastic. That's what I just loved about the show, is that the crowd was into it. They enjoyed the music, and you could tell. For sure.
Oh, everybody was having a good time. Man, I tell you, there were so many people walking up and shaking hands, and they all loved it, you know? And I think it's a testament of what we're doing and what we're trying to do, and that is to bring in these top-level bands.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, I really have to say thank you to the press as well, because I don't know if you caught it, but it's on the website, but Dave, our partner Dave and I, were interviewed by the Channel 13.
Right.
That was exciting. And the press, the Toledo Free Press, they wrote a really nice big full-page article about the show. And it's really exciting to see the press, too, embrace what we're doing and come out and help to support what we're doing.
That's for sure. And I think they are. We've had... Now, those two, and then we had Channel 11.
Oh, yes.
Did some.
The Blade's been very helpful. The
Blade's
Mommy Mirror. Everybody's
yep.
Everybody's jumping on board. It's really nice to hear them say things like, our Glass City Opry.
Yep.
Having them embrace the Opry is a part of Toledo now.
Yep,
like the Toledo
sure.
Zoo and the Toledo Amphitheater.
The Symphony and
Mudheads,
the Art Museum.
And the Glass City Opry. It's so exciting.
Right. That's right. And we'd like to thank the media, too, for
Definitely.
Doing that. I mean, yes, it is news for them, and yes, it does help
sure.
sell papers and things, but it sure helps our cause, and it sure helps bluegrass in the Toledo area.
Yes. So. If you get an opportunity to thank one of these people that works in these media outlets, write some letters to the editors.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That
you
would
know,
be great.
Tell them thanks.
Yep.
You know, because sometimes they just need to hear that little, you know, hey, thanks a lot for covering bluegrass music, what I love, and it just makes them go, oh, okay, cool. You know.
Well, and I think it's a getting something from an outside source. I mean, we can tell
sure.
them, hey, it's great. You'll love it. The world needs to know about us.
Yes.
It's a great band is one thing, but hearing it from somebody that's outside of the thing and isn't part of the whole process is a good thing too. So make sure you call them and write them and let them know, hey, thanks a lot for supporting the Glass City Opry.
Definitely.
But let's talk about the show.
Oh, okay.
It was fantastic.
That was a good show.
We had a great band there, Newfound Road. They were the ones that were the feature act. Nationally touring act. In fact, they had just come off of a tour in Canada.
Tour of Canada.
Yeah. So it was a pleasure having them there. And they just did a wonderful job. So.
It was a lot of fun. I'll have to admit, I'm getting over a cold, and I wasn't feeling so great that night especially, but I would have been there for anything. I like cut my leg off, I'd have been dragging another one with me. I mean, that was how excited it was to be there. And everybody was just so, there was like electricity in the air. It's so exciting. I mean, people that don't understand bluegrass, I tell people, you got to see it live. Yep. There's an energy and an excitement that comes out of bluegrass when you see it live. I mean, CDs are good, but folks, y'all know it. If you come to the show, you know that seeing these bands live is the most, it's the best fun. I mean, they get excited when you get excited and the audience starts clapping and enjoying the show. They just pick up on it. It's electric. It's wonderful.
It sure is. And that, you know, I think you could definitely feel, we were backstage and around Newfound Road, and you can definitely feel them feeding off the energy of the crowd.
Definitely.
I think they really enjoyed it. And they put on a good show.
Oh,
they really were fueled by that crowd. So how about if we hear something from
them? Oh, let's hear a song. This is Newfound Road.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be a sin the double cure.
For them.
It very much
you
was.
You did such a nice job, too, I have to tell you. You're good at that.
Well, thank you very much. It was actually an honor. I think I was fueled by the fact that I was being able to MC for one of my favorite bands, if not my favorite band in bluegrass.
Do you ever think you'd be doing like that kind of stuff?
No, I never did. When I when
playing
I first
in a band
started,
being a bluegrass promoter and writing about it and all that kind of stuff. Wow.
Never thought I would have. couldn't have even imagined. So I thought I would be playing in my dad's living room, just playing along with him. And
now you're Mr. Bluegrass.
I guess. I'm trying to figure out if that's good or bad.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Yeah, we'll keep pushing you on that.
So. Sounds good.
Well, you could have been like Mr. Jazz or something else.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you in bluegrass.
I'm
so
happy to be here.
It's great.
Well, good. I was excited about it. It was a privilege to be able to MC the show.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great, great opportunity for me, and I really enjoyed it.
So. Those guys are nice. They've called us, and they've been telling everybody about the experience that they had at the Opry. We've had a lot of people that want to play now just because they've been telling all their friends, and it's, like, so exciting. So we've got some neat acts coming up that are going to be good as this one. And a lot of it's because they came here, they played. Everybody responded so well to them. You bought a lot of CDs and T-shirts. I saw people walking around with their T-shirts on. I think they went and changed them in the bathroom. That's how excited they were. And the bands really respond to that. You know, we treat them good. Got cookies from the cookie lady out back. And you know, we do our best to really make sure that Toledo loves their bluegrass musicians. And the word's getting out. I mean, we have more and more people that are calling us, and they want to come play. And we're excited, and some good ones.
And what we like to see and hear is that these top-notch musicians are starting to talk about Toledo.
They're talking about Toledo!
The Toledo area being a bluegrass town.
Because of the little Glass City Opry.
Well, let's hope so.
The little Opry that could.
That's right. And honestly, I think it's because when they come here, they get treated right, and they get a good response out of the crowd. And I think that's a testament to the bluegrass fan base.
It is. You all deserve a round of applause.
Absolutely. That's for sure. Thank you so much for coming out.
Definitely.
And showing your enthusiasm. It was a great show. If you didn't make it out, you missed a good one.
You missed a real good one.
That's right. But there's going to be more coming.
But don't worry. All your friends will be telling you about it, so it'll be okay.
That's for sure.
Because everybody, I think just about everybody was there. I couldn't believe how many the great bluegrass local musicians were there.
That's
and
for sure.
Fans were there. And all the hugging and smooching going on, it was wonderful.
Yep.
Visiting people, you know, hey, how you doing, you know, and it was just wonderful.
Well, and I'll tell you, I had a good amount of people come up to me and tell me it was their first time there, too, as well, which was fantastic.
That's great.
I mean, we love the people that have been there for every show.
Oh, they're
the best.
That's
a fan base. Those are our people. But it's neat to see new people come in and get involved and really enjoy themselves, and I think that's what's going to help the whole thing grows.
I had a lot of people who've been to every show. They said, man, I brought my friends, my neighbors, my kids, and it was just really good. So we really thank you. Bring a friend, be a friend, help the Opry out. That's exciting.
That's for sure. Why don't we hear something else by Newfound Road?
Okay, great.
Okay.
This one, we've got to hear this. I was so excited. I remember I saw you go up on there after their last set, and there was just no way they were going to get out of there without an encore or
no
three.
No way. When I walked out there, all the people were standing up, yelling,
oh,
clapping,
I know.
Screaming.
I was taking video, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got a little bit of them, and people went wild. And so there's no way those boys were slipping out to the bus. That's all there was to it.
Yeah, for sure.
They had to come back and earn their keep because the Toledoans, we demanded it.
That's right. That was for
so,
sure.
So anyways, this is a great one, though.
Yep. One of my favorites.
Definitely.
Yep.
These Old Blues.
Start a new, a true love. It's hard to find. It's too late.
love those guys.
Oh, how can you not? So and they're fun, too. They were having a lot of fun backstage and and just a real nice bunch of guys to be around and very professional but fun and down to earth. It was great. It was wonderful. It was just what we want the opera to be.
Yeah, that's for sure. It was. It really was. So let's talk a little bit about the opening act.
Oh, our friends.
That's right.
Hardline Drive.
Hardline Drive. And they were wonderful as well.
Oh, they just keep getting better and better and better and better every time I hear them. It's wonderful.
Any of you out there that were at the first show, I know you a lot of you were, you saw them because they were the feature act.
Yes.
And they were great then, and they only keep getting better.
Oh, they just keep all getting the time. Better.
And they were so good. Did a great job. And I really like the mix of the two bands together.
Yeah, they complement each other nicely.
I think they did. Yeah. They were both a group of young people.
Maybe they could all tour together. That would be exciting. Oh, my gosh, we get to come with them too, right?
Oh, sure.
We can be groupies. Can you be groupie?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, that'd be great. Hardline Drive and Newfound Road groupies.
There you go.
I could make t-shirts for us and silly hats. Cool.
You know what we could do is do a Glass City Opry showcase on the road with Newfound Road.
Oh, that would be exciting. That'd be cool. Oh, this is good. Yeah. We got to figure this out.
We need to talk to those guys.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. You're Mr. Bluegrass. You can make it happen, right?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't quit my day job, I guess.
All right. Well, hey, let's hear one from them real quick, from Hardline Drive.
Okay.
This is a very special song because my buddy Dave wrote it.
Yeah.
And they do such a nice job of this song. It's a very touching song. I always can tell when people are paying attention to the words of the song because the audience gets real quiet and they listen to it all. And as a songwriter myself, you and I, we've been writing songs.
Yep.
It's really neat because you do put a lot of time and energy into the words and how they sound and how they are put together. They're not just the vehicle to deliver really hot banjo breaks and stuff like that.
Right.
They have a good message to them sometimes.
Yep.
And this one's a very pretty song. It's called Still Someone Cries.
Work grew scarce, the banks and clothes.
that pretty?
What a great,
it's a nice, a great song. And Tony did such a nice job of it. There's that last chorus, and I know it's sad. They took a little girl dying, but it's like, I think you could have heard a pin drop. It was so quiet because people were just like, wow. And that's really what I think bluegrass is good for, is storytelling. Yep. You know, and that's part of its heritage and its foundation. And it's really neat to see bands doing this new material that really does, it keeps the music going.
It really does.
Keeps it fresh.
Yep. I think it really keeps bluegrass alive and modern sounding, but also with the traditional instrumentation and the traditional sounds as well. I mean, you know how it is. We all love Flat and Scruggs.
Oh, sure.
And
who doesn't? Like, oh, Footprints in the Snow, my favorite. I love that.
Yep.
You know, but you know, those guys, back when they made those songs, they wrote them themselves.
They were new songs.
It was all new material.
That's right.
You know, people waited to hear what's Bill Monroe's new song is. And there's lots of documented cases where those guys would get into feuding matches because they were covering each other's songs and rushing to record them and all this. And I think that if you really, you know, talk to a lot of these people, they wouldn't want everybody to just be doing the same old songs from 1946. They wanted new material. They were constantly looking for new material. So I think that's really neat when you see the bands today starting to embrace the fact that it doesn't have to just be the same old, you know, songs.
No, that's true. And
it's great.
And I think you're right. If Bill Monroe could talk, or if a lot of these guys could tell us, they would say, no, we need to grow the music, and we need it to advance and get better, and new things come out that talk about more modern material and just keeps it fresh and new. And I think
it's exciting.
These two bands that were at that show March 10th were a great example of that. Just young, upcoming, great musicians who are putting it out there for everybody to enjoy, and I think that is the neatest.
It was good. I liked it. It was good.
It was great. I haven't had any negative comments. Everybody
not a single
that was
thing.
There just thought it was an incredible
the
show.
The sound was great. The people was great. The audience, the music, everything was great. I mean, it was perfect. It was just perfect.
It was.
It's like we know what we're doing.
Well, we're getting there anyway, for sure.
Wow. Well, hey, let's talk about the next show, because this is going to be our ninth show.
Wow.
Almost hitting the 1 year mark.
That's
exciting.
Fantastic. Exciting. It's coming faster than I thought it would. I'll tell you that. Boy, it's our
time flies when you're having fun.
Our 1 year anniversary is around the corner shortly.
It's so exciting. So exciting.
Yeah.
In bluegrass, what would that be like? Strings?
The string anniversary.
Here's your pack of strings. Happy anniversary.
You made it 1 year. Wow.
I think when you get to like the 50, that's when you get the Gibson pre-war Granada banjo.
Really? Oh, wow.
It's cool. That'll be like, what,
that's something to shoot
2046.
We can do it.
Okay,
we
cool.
We can do it.
Cool.
Toledo can do it.
Yeah.
All right, our next show is April 14th.
Yes. At the Maumee Indoor Theater. Glass City Opry.
The beautifully restored Maumee Indoor Theater.
Yes.
At the Glass City Opry.
Doors open at 6 o'clock. Show at 7.
Show at 7 o'clock.
And it's Bo Isaac and the Wheelwrights.
That's right.
All the way from Prestonburg, Kentucky.
Absolutely.
The place where the water is good, because there's a lot of good bluegrass people coming
out
of that area.
That's what I've heard. Ricky Skaggs.
Yes. Patty Loveless. And a whole bunch of them. I read the list and I'm like, holy cow. What are they feeding them down there?
Yeah. Must be in the water.
Something good. Because it's like, this is where bluegrass is coming from.
Wow. And this Bo Isaac is a great example of that. We've had an opportunity to listen to his CD and boy, I'll tell you, he's just a great bluegrass musician.
Oh, yeah.
Traditional sounding musician, but with modern songs, but he's got that good, strong, traditional sound. He's got a great voice.
Oh, yeah.
And his band is awesome.
Oh, they're so tight. It's great. I mean, it's one of the nice perks about being a bluegrass promoter is you get a lot of music to listen to, but And, you know, it's good. It's not so good. Some of it's better than others. But this one is so good, I put it on my iPod.
Well, that means a lot, actually.
That is. It's like, that's a special place because my iPod can only hold so much, you know, so it's got to be good.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this stuff's good. Even my kids really like it.
Well,
so,
well, see, that's
a good sign, you know.
Yeah. And believe me, if you come out and see the show, you're going to get a good sound out of Bo Isaac.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah, great band.
Let's hear one.
It sounds good to me.
All right. This is called I'll Go Sailing.
Call me on the phone and break up the love I thought was true. I've learned her little ways. I'm wasn't up today, and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm going sailing. I'm gonna be happy. Do all the things she wouldn't let me do. I'll go crazy. Find a new baby. Do what I want. Too many bad times I've wasted on my dimes just to call her. So my love is true. Can't stand this anymore. I'm heading out the door, and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm going sailing. I'm gonna be happy. Do all the things she wouldn't let me do. I'll go crazy. Find a new baby. Do what I wanna. Come and go right you.
Nice song.
Oh, good song.
See, that's what we're talking about.
I like it. It's fun.
He's got a wonderful voice and a great sound. The band is awesome. And there's another example of a traditional sound, but with a modern message.
Yeah.
So I think that's neat.
Nobody dies in it.
That's a good thing, too.
Well,
it's always
yeah.
a good thing. Well, I wouldn't say some of those good
like
songs
good
from yesteryear
song.
Were kind of killy songs.
Well, it's either trains or coal mining or, you know, leaving.
Yeah.
Or
leaving or
killing.
Yeah. Some cabin songs mixed
a camp
in
a cabin. Yeah,
songs.
Missing mama at the cabin.
Yeah,
plowed with mules.
Yeah, right. Missing
but,
your family. But
yeah.
No, well, he just does a wonderful job in that. Just great
it's
songs.
A good song.
That's just a little snippet of the type of things you're going to hear when he comes into town.
So, sounds good.
Yeah. We have something else we're going to hear from
him?
Oh,
well, yes, we do, actually. You know, one of the nice things about Bo is, you know, he's got the newer material, but he's got some stuff that sounds very, almost that mountainy, haunty kind of sound, you know, and it's really neat to hear, too. So this is a pretty traditional sort of sounding number, but it's good. I mean,
sure.
It's really good. It's called That Place Across the Mountain.
Oh, the sleepless nights in the cold, dark cold. I'll go down in the cold mines for the cold dust to grab my soul. 40 years a week just to earn my pay. Oh, these Appalachian mountains, I'll no longer stay. Working here since the age 16. And there's a place across the mountains that I haven't seen. And this way of life is a part of me. But that place across the mountains I must go and see. 'Cause it's a dark and winding road, digging with a shovel to load another load. And I know there's more to life than this. And there's a place across the mountains that I just can't miss. A better living for my two kids and wife. And I hope someday I will do the same. 'Cause breathing that old coal dust may mean an early grave. 'Cause it's a dark and winding road, digging with a shovel to load another load. I know there's more to life than this. And there's a place across the mountains that I just can't miss. And there's a place across the mountains that I just can't miss.
Oh, that is haunting.
Isn't that
good? That's beautiful.
I like that one.
Yeah, I really do too.
Nothing better than a coal mining song.
No, that's true. That's
trains,
for sure.
Coal mining, you know, the coal mine yards. So
So
tell me, who's gonna open for Bo Isaac?
Well,
what special band is there that we could find scouring the universe of bluegrass bands?
The name of the band is Deepwater Bluegrass.
Oh, I know them.
You know them?
Yeah, I am them.
Too, I think.
We are them.
We are them. That's right. That's the name of our band.
Oh, yes.
Deepwater Bluegrass. Yes, we are going to be opening up for Bo Isaac.
That'll be exciting.
Very exciting. A little nervous.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
it'll be fun.
We'll do great.
I think it'll
be fun.
We're
going to do great, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to be fun to be up there on the Glacier Opry stage.
I know. I can't wait. Everybody else has had the opportunity but us.
Yep. Well.
And gosh, it's our turn, isn't
it? Yes, it is. It is.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We can't wait to perform for everybody. Hopefully you enjoy it. I know you will.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I think they will.
Yeah, we're fun. We're at least entertaining to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been told we're almost tolerable.
Well, that was some time ago. So hopefully we've gotten
a little
better.
We're very tolerable. Yeah, that's
hopefully
right.
Hopefully we've gotten a little better since then.
I think we are.
But we're excited to be able to be playing at the Glass City Opry and playing in front of a really good, enthusiastic crowd.
Yes, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it will be exciting. We're proud to be able to do that.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Should we hear one of ours?
Oh, sure. Let's hear one from the Juice Sing On.
All right.
That'd be fun.
Good.
This is Mr. Jeff Birdwell with his rendition of Love Come Home.
Thank you.
Yeah, I especially like the lead singer.
Oh, of course.
He did such a good job.
No, but the harmonies, that's what helps make it together.
That is true.
That's right.
Those were all right.
Yeah. Well, that was recorded at the Art Museum.
Yes, it was.
We don't have any fancy recordings yet because we're just starting out. So.
We're still just starting out.
We're broke
musicians.
Yeah. But that's okay.
So the Museum of Art show was great.
Oh, it was fun.
Great crowd. And so we were able to... do that song there.
That was a live recording.
Yes, it was. So,
yeah.
Hopefully it'll go well at the Glass City Opera.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's good. So can't wait.
Yep.
April 14th.
Yep.
2008.
Doors open at 6.
Show at 7.
Yep. Promptly at 7. We will go
on
stage.
Yes, everybody needs to be there at 7 o'clock.
Yep. If you don't, you'll miss us.
Yeah, we don't want to have to do it again for you.
Yeah, right.
You know? I don't think that'll work. But
no, that is for sure.
All right. Tickets are only $10.
Yep.
That's a good price, and can't beat it.
No, that's for
sure.
So
definitely come on down.
Yep. Should we talk about our sponsors now?
Yes, we should.
Okay. We got two new sponsors for this particular show.
It's exciting.
Do you want to talk about them real
quick? Sure. We're very happy to announce that Varble Music has come on board as a sponsor of the Glass City Opry. And if that name sounds familiar, then you know, you've got to know, because the Varble name is one of our Bluegrass Dynasty people in Toledo.
That's for sure.
Conley Varble, he used to run shows, he had a shop, he was a common fixture at all the different shows and his bands, and a lot of people learned bluegrass music from him.
Sure did.
And now his son Todd and his wife Carrie have opened up a music shop again, and they're offering instruction on bluegrass instruments.
That's right.
It's great.
Yep.
So,
in fact, I know I talked to a local bass player who's taken lessons from Todd.
Yeah.
So, yep. And Todd's a great guitar player, and
bass player.
We know Carrie's a great fiddle player, teacher, and instructor and player.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's great to have them on as a sponsor.
Yes, I'm really appreciative.
Yeah. And then also the Mommy Elks.
Yes.
New sponsor.
We had the opportunity to go to their very first jams that they're having at the Mommy Elks Club, just around the corner from the Opry. And let me tell you, that was a fun evening.
It really was nice.
They did a nice job. Really nice place. Great looking chicken wings.
Yeah.
We didn't get any because they ran out.
They ran out of chicken wings.
They ran out of them. They went through, the manager said, 160 pounds of chicken wings.
Yeah.
Now, that don't happen if they're not good.
That's true. That's true. And I think they weren't anticipating the force that was bluegrass fans.
Everybody just about was there. I tell you, that I couldn't believe how many people were there.
Both,
it was exciting.
And actually, both pickers, I mean, there was just a
bunch
of them. Everybody there. And then also fans that come out to see.
Yeah.
So a lot of familiar faces that have been at the Opry and are fixtures at the Opry. So
it's great.
It's good to see everybody out supporting that.
Yes.
And the Elks was happy and excited to jump on board and be a sponsor.
And we're really appreciative that they've come on board as a sponsor of the Glass City Opry as well.
That's right.
And they love bluegrass, and it shows.
It sure does. So we're excited about those two new ones.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the ones we've had.
Sure.
There's the Coffee News.
Yes. And the Cookie Lady.
Cookie Lady. Fleeger's Hardware.
Oh, one of your favorites.
Yes, very much so.
Yes, and Leslie Palmix of the Allstate Insurance, right down the street from the theater.
Right down the road, Mommy Fixtures.
Love to see the Mommy people jumping on board.
Yep, part of the community, and that's great. Jolo from AA Green Realty.
Oh, I have to say a special thank you to my friend Joe, because she knew I wasn't feeling all that great last show, and she jumped right in behind the table and was helping me, you know, pass out flyers and all that good stuff, and that's like above and beyond the call of most of the sponsors. That was really nice.
Well, I saw that, and I thought, wow, that is really great.
Yeah, it was fun. She's a real nice lady.
Willing to jump back.
If I buy a house, I'm going to buy it from her.
There you go.
Although maybe I should buy it from you.
No, that's all right.
Because you're a realtor, too.
I'll buy two houses.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll buy one from you and one from her.
Great. That's great. This isn't a fantasy radio show.
No, it's not.
It's not a fantasy podcast.
Oh, this is darn.
It's a real right. live podcast.
All right, well, okay, since I probably won't be buying any houses for a while. I'm just a broke musician woman, so... All right. Well, all right. I'll tell other people to buy houses.
There you go.
Yeah.
We also have James McCall.
Yes.
Who is actually running for president.
He is running for president right here from our little old town of Toledo.
Yes.
I hope he's ready for, you know, Hillary. She's tough.
Hillary and Obama. Of course it is Obama. But, hey, he's the only McClain. Independent
yeah.
running in the race. So,
that's true.
He's a supporter of the Glass City
Opera. That's right.
And we support him. So
I think it'd be great. He might bring bluegrass to the White House.
That would be great. We might even get invited to the White House.
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, would that be?
I'm voting for him.
Yeah, me too. The Glass City Journal. Nope. The Bluegrass Journal.
Oh, yes, the Bluegrass Journal.
Right.
And our only national sponsor, which it's okay, hotbanjolicks.com.
BanjoLicks.com.
If you want to learn how to play the banjo, great.
You can
check that out.
You can check it out and learn all you want to know about banjo.
You can.
All right, good. We wanted to take a second to thank all of our sponsors for jumping on board, the ones who've been there from the start and also the ones who are new.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And without their help, it'd be a lot tougher to bring this show on. So. We're thankful for them. And folks, if you're listening to this and you get an opportunity, if you're looking to buy some cookies, go to the Cookie Lady. Support the Glass
Definitely.
City Opry.
Oh, tell them that you saw them at the Glass City Opry. That'd be great.
Tell them, you know, absolutely.
Let them know that you really appreciate them helping to bring bluegrass to the area.
Yep.
Because if it's important to you, it's important to them, and they would love to know. That they're helping.
Well, and I think they would like to know that the feedback for their efforts. You know,
sure,
a lot of times
sure.
they don't know. They get into these sponsor situations yeah. where they know that they're in front of people and
sure.
they're part of the program and we're announcing them here, but they don't get to see live feedback. And if you go in there and you say I'm here because of Glass City Opry, they're gonna know that they got direct feedback from you. Saying, hey, my advertising dollars are working. So
it's great.
I think that would be neat.
So. Yeah, that's good.
All right, good. We have a few things in the area that we need to talk about, right?
Oh, definitely. One of the nice things about running the Glass City Opry is that we've had the opportunity to meet other promoters in the area and to sort of help what they're doing as they help what we're doing.
Sure.
It's kind of a neat little club that I didn't realize we would be invited into.
Yeah, a good surprise.
And it's just wonderful. Well, we had the opportunity to meet Ted Swartz, and he runs at the Mummy Indoor Theater, the Redbird Songwriters Showcase. And it's every month. I think they stop during the summer for a month or two, but about 9 months out of the year. But what's really neat about this is it's an opportunity for local songwriters to come and perform their original material, and we had the opportunity to go there.
That was
exciting.
Neat.
Yeah,
it was
an honor to be asked. I mean, I think we may have scared them a little bit, but
maybe so. But
no.
In the end, I think they liked it.
They liked it.
I actually saw a couple of people that were at that show at the last Glass City
Opry. That's
great. So,
yeah.
That was kind of neat.
It was a public display of bluegrass. We liked
yes,
those.
It was. But it was a great opportunity.
Sure.
And it was a lot of fun. It turned
out
to be a lot of fun.
If you get a chance, check out the Songwriter Showcase. There's flyers at the Opry and also in the theater. And it's really nice. It's kind of laid back. You get to come, you know, bring your honey, bring a little something to eat and drink, and just sort of sit and listen to some of the really great talent that we have in Toledo, the musical talent.
That's for
and
sure.
And what's really neat is they are going to be putting on a concert. They are actually having a national radio host.
Right.
I think you may even know him. His name is Michael Jonathan, and he runs this really, really cool podcast, radio show, and TV show, PBS TV show.
Right.
Called Wood Songs.
That's right.
It's all acoustic Americana music.
It is.
And it runs a range from bluegrass to folk to even a sort of urban sound. I mean, you know, just all kinds of really great American music.
That's for sure.
And it's all acoustic.
Yep.
You know, and it's just a really neat thing that he's doing. Well, he's coming to town.
Yep.
The Redbird Songwriters Showcase is sponsoring him in a concert, one night only.
Yep.
April 17th.
That's right.
At the Mulvey Indoor Theater.
Yep. In the big theater.
In the big theater. And we're going to be helping.
Yep.
And that's really exciting.
We are.
They are going to have Michael Jonathan.
Right.
And he's going to be performing his own songwriting material.
Correct.
And that's going to be great. And if you've ever seen the show, he always does some of his own stuff too. It's kind of the little perk of being the host, I guess.
He kind of opens every show with one of his songs or a familiar song that he covers but puts his own spin on. But then he's going to open up the floor a little bit to some other acts, right?
Yes, yes. Well, the neat thing about it is there's going to be two opening acts. One of them is the Redbird Songwriters Showcase. Some of their artists are going to be there. You'll be able to see, get a little glimpse of what it might be like to go to one of the showcases. You'll get a chance to see some of Toledo's great songwriters there.
For sure.
And you're also going to if we're involved, there's got to be some bluegrass.
That's for sure.
Got to be some bluegrass.
That's right.
And, Deepwater Bluegrass is going to be opening.
You will be playing there and opening up the show.
It's great. We feel honored to be asked as well to do that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So definitely come on down and experience this. I mean, it might not be just only bluegrass, you know, but it's kind of neat to kind of go out of your comfort level just a little bit and experience all the really neat things that Americana music now embodies. And I think you're going to have a lot of fun. Plus, you get to see us play again.
Yeah, and I think it will be. It's a good variety of music and talent and mix of overall Americana music. And I think it's a good thing for the Toledo area as well.
Definitely.
They definitely are going to have some bluegrass involved, which will be us. But they're also, we met the songwriters, some of the songwriters that are involved in the Redbird Songwriter Society. And they're really nice guys.
Yes.
And that's going to be fun. And I'm excited to see Michael Jonathan and see how that goes.
Oh, yeah. I think it's really great.
If you get an opportunity, go to woodsongs.com and see what they have to offer. It's really quite the outfit. So I think it'll be neat. You'll enjoy it.
Anytime we get to help other people bring Americana music, bluegrass, to the people, hey, we're there.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's only $10. How can you go wrong?
$10 is great.
See a national act.
Yeah, for sure.
Great regional acts. So we'll have another fun evening. Yeah. That's two evenings of bluegrass.
In one week.
That is so cool.
It sure is.
Toledo's going to be the bluegrass capital of Ohio in no time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're working for.
Absolutely. Well, come on out to the show. What is the date again?
April 17th, Thursday night.
Doors open at 6.
Show is at 7.
Yep.
You'll have a good time.
You definitely will. So, now we have some other things going on in the area as well, correct?
And then, after you get your fill of bluegrass on Monday and then Thursday, then you've got to be ready because it's coming back around on Saturday.
For sure.
Three bluegrass things in Toledo. How can you go wrong with that?
That is great.
It's exciting.
That's exciting for the Toledo area.
It is. It's really cool.
And the bluegrass music in general in the Toledo area, I think it's awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday, April 19th at the Con Weisenberger Post, they're going to be having their first annual Spring Fest.
Yep.
And if you've noticed, the Clark Brothers and North City Grass are putting this on. And they have been now, this is their fourth, I think their fourth show.
Fourth show,
I believe. Yeah, their fourth show. And they're trying to do a quarterly bluegrass show featuring a lot of the regional talent.
Yep.
And by golly, you got to be there.
That's a
lot of fun.
And what, you said the address for the...
It's 2020...
West Alexis.
2020 West Alexis Road. It's easy to find. It's, you know... Either freeway, go to Lexus Road, and you'll find it. There's a cannon out front.
Yes, there is. It is.
Big cannon that makes it easy to find.
That's right.
So.
But, come on out. It's a great opportunity to support bluegrass in the Toledo area, and show our support for the music and
definitely
and for the people that are promoting it. It's not an easy job. We know that it's tough to put a show on, and you organize it, and you get up early, and you plan for it, and do what you can to make it a success. So it's an opportunity to get out there and support it.
You know what's really cool is one of our sponsors, Varbal Music. Carrie Varbal's going to be there with her fiddling students.
That's right.
And you got to come out and see that. That's going to be a lot of fun. She puts a lot of effort into teaching a lot of the regional kids around here. And you're going to be able to see what she can teach these little kids. Perfect. That's going to be fun.
Yes.
And our buddies, Bridge County, they're going to be there. That's always fun to see them.
I'm looking forward to hearing them again.
And the Clark Brothers in North City Grass.
Yep.
They're going to be there.
Yeah.
And this other band, Deepwater Bluegrass.
Yeah, why does that sound familiar?
Yeah, this has been the Deepwater Bluegrass podcast today, we're sorry. But yeah, we're playing there too. It's going to be, it's our whirlwind tour. It's going to be an exciting week for us. We're going to be playing four places.
Four places.
It's a bi-state tour.
Yes, it is.
Because we're playing in Michigan on Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So definitely come on down. It's only $10. You get to hear four great bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we got to support what the Clark Brothers are doing.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yep.
We'll be looking for you. Well, that about wraps up what we've got to say.
It does wrap it up.
Yeah.
We've completed another Glass City Opry Showcase.
Without a net. Number seven. That's we're getting good at this.
Well, hopefully.
So, I'm Sherry Checkle.
I'm Jeff Birdwell.
And we hope you'll join us at the Glass City Opry. The Glass City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.